The scripture tonight is Ephesians chapter 3, verses 17 to 19. It says, may Christ dwell in your hearts through faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge and all understanding, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Tonight we're gonna be talking about being rooted and grounded in the Lord. And I really don't have a particular title, but that is what the topic is, the lesson is about tonight, is being rooted and grounded in the Lord. And that's what the scripture says, that may your hearts dwell through faith, that you being rooted, and see how important that is, you being rooted and grounded in love, that you may be able to comprehend with the saints everything that you need to comprehend about the Lord, the depth and the height and the width and the length of the love of Christ, in order that we may be filled with all the fullness of God. The key right there is being rooted and grounded in God's love. That's the key. Don't miss that. Being rooted and grounded. Life takes turns and twists and throws us curves at times. And sometimes it'll catch us off guard. These interruptions, as we call it, can sometimes send our emotions on a roller coaster ride. These interruptions can cause one to feel kind of out there, just exposed and afraid, if we are not rooted deeply in our faith and our trust in the Lord. And you're going to hear that word rooted quite often tonight. What's the depth of your faith? It's not always a bad thing to be placed in that type of a vulnerable position. Why? Because it reminds us, when we become vulnerable, it reminds us that we have needs beyond what we can imagine or even deal with. These situations remind us that we need the Lord. We need God's help. It causes us to pause. It causes us to stop, to also evaluate how deep our roots really run in our faith with the Lord. And it causes us to go to the Lord. It either shows us how deep our roots go with the Lord, or it shows us how shallow our roots go. It is in this time, or in this gap, between what we think that we can manage on our own and what we find out we can't accomplish, where faith now steps in and has the opportunity to grow deeper roots. When we're put in these vulnerable situations at times, in these positions, to where we come face to face with reality and, you know, we think, well, you know, I do need the Lord. I do need his help. I can't do this alone. I can't manage this. I can't control it. So that's not a lost cause when some things take us by surprise and come into our lives and present us with new challenges and new trials, because it causes us to reflect back on God and how much we do need Him and how much we need to depend on Him. Those roots that need to dig deep down into the hope and the joy and the peace that only can be offered by God. And sometimes it takes these type of situations to cause those roots, us to be aware that something's not quite right. Jeremiah 17, chapter 17, verses 7-8 says, "Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose trust is in Him. He is like a tree planted by water that sends out its roots by the stream and does not fear when the heat comes, for its leaves remain green, and it is not anxious in drought, for it does not cease to bear fruit, even in drought. It does not become anxious." Why? Because its roots are deep. Its roots go deep. We're going to use the illustration or an example tonight of the tree, you know, and we being compared to somewhat like that. Have you ever observed a tree and watched its branches sway back and forth in a heavy wind? Listen to this. The trunk of a healthy tree whose roots are grounded deeply do not move in the wind, only the branches. The trunk does not. So the trunk of a healthy tree whose roots are grounded deeply, it will not move when the wind sways and back and forth. Only the branches move. We're a bit like the tree. When life is blowing at us from every direction, sometimes we live as if we only have branches. Sometimes we focus so much on the branches. And just remember, if you don't have deep roots, roots provide stability in our life during storms of life. So the branches actually reveal the condition of the root, whether shallow or deeply grounded. If you look at a tree and you see leaves or branches that are shriveling up and drying out and not producing fruit, then you know something's wrong more deeply than just the branches. It goes deep to the root. In life, we need to be so careful as to how and what we branch out into. We need to be very careful, because branches reveal much about our spiritual depth and character, whether we have a deep relationship with the Lord or whether we have a shallow relationship with the Lord. In Ephesians chapter 2, 6-10, Paul shared his longing that the Christians should become deeply rooted and established in Christ, no longer blown here and there by anything. If a tree in the wind, when a storm comes up, if its roots are not really grounded deeply, that tree will be blown over and everything will be gone. Everything will be ruined, will be wasted. So just as the tree, a life must be nurtured and given special care in order to be strong enough to survive the storms and seasons of life that we all go through. The same as the tree. The root system is the source of our life. Just like the tree, the root system, there would be no tree if there was not roots. If the tree is planted in a location to where the roots cannot go down deep, the tree will soon reveal that something is wrong. You'll begin to see weepy, droopy, dried out leaves, and you'll know that it's just not the branches that's causing it. It goes to a deeper root. If the tree is planted in a location to where the roots cannot go down deep, the tree will always suffer. And if you see a tree that is growing and producing fruits, you know this tree has been cared for and nurtured and watered. So as humans, our root system is the core of our lives, and it reveals where our attention is focused. So you might ask the question, how do we go deeper in our faith and our trust with the Lord? Watch your value system. That's point one. Watch your value system. What means the most to you in life? Basically, I'll summarize it before I go on with the notes, but basically, your value system shows forth. If the Lord is the highest in your priorities and in your, you value him higher than anything else, it will be evident. One of the biggest hindrances in our spiritual lives is that we fail to place value on the most important part of our lives. That's our soul. Our spiritual life. We can get so caught up in so many things and miss the mark. If at the root of our hearts and lives, our interest is easily affected by, quote, other things, it is easy for us to be drawn away from the important spiritual issues which lie deep in the heart. At the root of the heart. If the value system is off focus, it reveals that the roots are not deep enough with the Lord. Something's wrong with the root system. It reveals the roots are twisted or tangled up or it's on the wrong path in our spiritual lives. We can always watch out for that. And two, watch out for anything that pulls you away from God's dealings in your heart. Anything that pulls you away from God's dealings and the way that he's speaking to your heart, this is an indication that you need to take a deeper look. Is this for me? What, am I on the right path, or have I missed the mark? It is easy to get too involved in matters that really have no spiritual value at all. And I'm telling you, it may not be a bad thing, but these are warning signals to stop and deal honestly with your heart. Sometimes there's causes that are not bad within themselves, but we must be careful because do they have the value that the Lord would honor? Don't get sidetracked. So be careful. Don't get sidetracked and allow other things to pull you away from the things that the Lord's dealing with your heart about. Just take them as warning signs. If you feel a hesitancy in your heart about something, take the time to check it out. Don't just go on full head on with it. Stop and ask the Lord, show me if this is right for me or if this is wrong. Shallow roots are in danger of being knocked down and taken out. It'll leave a person discouraged and disappointed. Shallow roots will end up in shallow worldly matters, which in the end hold no purpose in the Christian life, and God can't even honor it. So be careful. Watch out that you don't get snatched up and drawn into things that you shouldn't be. There's a balance point in everything. The most important of it all is that you need to make sure that your roots are deeply and firmly planted and established in the Lord. We are much the same as a tree. A shallow seeker who has placed more interest and value on things other than God can only expect to produce shallow believing. And it'll leave us into a vulnerable state to falling and failing if we get into this condition. But on the other hand, deep seeking after God will produce a deep belief system, which equips us to recognize what is God's plan for me, and will also equip me to stand firm no matter what comes my way. If I have that deep root system and my value system has been watched and carefully guarded, it's actually easy to recognize when we are being drawn into something that will hinder our belief system. It can be subtle, but if you are a sincere seeker, if you're not a shallow seeker, if you're sincere, you will recognize drawings that are not of God. And it'll cause you to recognize that this is drawing me to other directions that could in the long run not be good for my spiritual life. Be watchful, be careful. Watch your value system. Make sure those roots are deep with the Lord where they should be and not shallow. These drawings can present themselves in many different avenues. Sometimes it can be in a good cause, but if that cause is taking first place in your heart, you can know it's not God's will. Because anything that takes first place above God becomes an idol to us, no matter what it is. I mean, we can look at idol worshipers and be easy to recognize and say, they're idol worshipers. That's sinful. But an idol is anything that takes first place over God in our lives. So we need to be careful to recognize and to want to be in God's will. We do not want it to, things that pull us away from God's dealings in our heart will weaken and confuse our belief system, because it's taking God's place. It's taking first place. And we can become so consumed in things that may not be bad within themselves, but I have many examples that I could share tonight. I won't take the time to share it, but I have examples, you know, that I've seen firsthand, you know, people get into, and it really hinders their spiritual life. Remember, we talked about in one of our lessons a few weeks ago about knowing whether the Lord wants me to be involved in something or whether he doesn't. Remember, we talked about, do I need to say something or does the Lord want me to be quiet? So we need to go back to that and just remember, don't allow anything to creep into your life. We can do this in any facet of life. We can even do this in the church. We can do this in Christian service. I mean, in any aspect of life, we can do it. So let's watch over our lives. Let's watch over our hearts and allow the Lord to meet our needs in the way that he knows what's best for us, because he does know what's best for us. And if we really trust that, we will be careful to watch over our souls. Remember, at the outset, the most important thing in our lives that we possess is our soul. And God gives us the responsibility to seek him out on these things, to know what place he has for us in life, to know what we should be involved in. Don't get drawn into things that are going to take first place over God's place. Be careful, because it will affect your spiritual life. It will affect your relationship with the Lord. It will, and it will bring you down. Just stay close to God. Make sure those roots are grounded deeply. If you sincerely desire to be where the Lord wants you spiritually to be, you'll learn to recognize the devil's tactics. And his tactics are to pull you in a different direction than what God has for you. I don't care if it's doing some kind of all kind of good or what it's doing. If it's not the direction that you ought to be going in, be careful, because it's not going to bring God any glory, and it's going to pull you down. It's going to take you down where you don't want to be. There's some ways that we can deal with digging deeper roots and being established in the Lord, digging our roots deeper and getting established in the Lord. There's ways that we can do this. Number one, these are ways that you don't get pulled in to things that are going to pull you away from God. You dig those roots in deeply, and you nurture that heart. You nurture it and take care of it so that it can grow. And you will experience the stability and the peace that God has for you. So these are ways that you can be careful not to get drawn away, so that you're not shallow, so that your roots are not shallow. Number one, pray about the matter, whatever it is. It doesn't matter what the situation is. Pray about the matter. Lord, I don't want to be out of your will. Is this something I need to be involved in, or is this something I do not need to be involved in? And number two, be open and willing to hear what the Lord has to say to you. If you're not willing to hear, why pray? Pray about it and ask the Lord to help you to know what his will is. But you've got to desire that first, because if you're clinging on to, I want to do this particular thing and I want to be in this is something I'm not willing to give up no matter what anybody says. And then that's when we get into human reasoning. Never try and humanly reason things out. Don't ever try in your mind. If you want something so bad, we'll try to pull out the best out of it. We'll try to pull out the good. And the whole time the Lord may be trying to say, this is not for you. Don't do this. Your roots are too shallow to hear what God's trying to say. So then number four, ask yourself the question, where is this particular thing leading me spiritually? Where is this particular situation or matter leading me spiritually? And number five, has this matter taken over God's place in my heart? Be careful. Be careful. Don't allow anything to come between you and the Lord. And if there's something in your life that you have allowed to take over, ask yourself the question, am I too involved in this? And the way you can figure this out is, Lord, has this caused me to put you in a lower place in my life? Those are the things. Pray about the matter, number one. Number two, be open and willing to hear what the Lord has to say about it. Number three, never try and humanly reason it out. Number four, ask yourself the question, where is this leading me spiritually? And number five, has this matter taken over God's place, his first place in my heart? He doesn't want second place. He doesn't want third place. He doesn't want any place but his place in our hearts, and that should be first. You never have to fear that the Lord will guide you wrongly. That's why we can have confidence. Why do I have confidence to pray these things? If I really do want the Lord to keep me in a right place, I mean, for Christians, we need to be very serious about this. And if you're seeking the Lord, you're not a Christian, you certainly don't want other things to take priority over the Lord. The Lord may be trying to draw you in a spiritual way to him and show you things about yourself. Make yourself available to the Lord. Don't fill your life full of everything else that's going to pull you down and pull you away from the Lord. You can do this because you know that the Lord will never guide you wrongly. He'll never cheat you out of something good for you. Because why? He has your best interest in his heart. Always. Most important thing, remember, is your soul. Watch over it. Protect it. Go deeper with the Lord. Make sure your value system is rooted and established in the Lord. Make sure you've got deep roots, not shallow ones. Make sure that you're not spiritually shallow. And if you're easily drawn or pulled away from what God has for you, then you can know that you're not rooted and deeply rooted and established like you should be in the Lord. Deep roots keep us secure. Deep roots hold us steady in God's peace during our storms and difficult seasons of life. Deep roots find their nourishment in no other source than God's grace. Even when the world around us gets dry, if those roots are deeply planted and nourished and taken care of, you won't be dry. Deep roots promote growth and faith in God. It causes our faith to be more than what we ever thought it could be. Sometimes we doubt whether we can be that deeply rooted, but those roots anchor us. So deep roots also anchor us with truth that he is in control of the most uncontrollable problems, the ones that seem so impossible. God's in control of it. We're not. But that's what those deep roots do. Just like they do the tree. They anchor that tree in the ground, so that when these horrible storms come up, that all you see are the branches swaying back into the trunk's not moved if it's properly cared for and it's allowed the root system to be nourished and cared for like it should. We too, just like the tree, need an invisible system of roots in the spiritual realm, and that's God. Nothing can take the Lord's place. Nothing can compete with God. And if you've ever had a problem and you couldn't control it or take care of it, and you've brought it to the Lord, you know exactly what I'm talking about. The Lord can take care of it. You may not know how or why, but your root system is deep. It's not shallow. It's gone deep with the Lord. And you know that the Lord is able to help you. God is our connection. No other source. No matter how inviting it may seem, can ever compete with what our God has to offer. That's a serious thought. That's a comforting thought, that there's not anything in this world that can compete with Him, and nothing can compete with His love and the joy and peace that comes by knowing the Lord and by trusting Him to help us through the things that we go through. When our hearts are firmly rooted in God, it shows in the branches of our lives. Think about that. Whatever avenues we take, it reveals whether we're deeply or we're shallow rooted in the Lord. If the things that we do are totally about ourselves and sometimes in other things that have taken the Lord's place in our life, it's revealed just like our branches, the way that we reach out in different branches of our lives. It reveals where our interest is. You can't fool God and you can't fool people. We just cannot do that. Thank the Lord we can't, because if we could, we could go on being in a state of deception and not realizing what our real needs are. So just keep in mind that the Lord wants our whole attention. He wants us to be completely rooted and established in Him. We need that. We need that in the days we're living in. We need it more than ever. So just remember that when your hearts are firmly rooted and grounded and established in the Lord, whatever branches of life you're branching out to will show forth. It will reveal that you've got a deep rooted value system and that those roots run deep with the Lord. They're not shallow. There's a little song that I want to just read to you. I bet you thought I said I was going to sing it to you. That'll be the day, so don't worry. I'm just going to read it, but it's anchored in Jesus. Upon life's boundless ocean where mighty billows roll, I've fixed my hope in Jesus, blessed anchor of my soul. When trials fierce assail me as storms are gathering o'er, I rest upon His mercy and trust Him more. It doesn't cause me to run away from Him. It doesn't cause me to look for other sources. And you know, a real hindrance too in our lives sometimes is when we're not where we ought to be with the Lord, we'll find things to distract from from the problem instead of just dealing with it. But if we are deeply planted in the Lord, then we know where to trust. We know where to go. We don't want to go anywhere else. There's nothing else going to meet my need. Nothing else is going to give me that joy and peace in my heart like the Lord does. So the chorus says, I've anchored in Jesus. The storms of life I'll brave. I've anchored in Jesus. I fear no wind or wave. I've anchored in Jesus. Why? For he hath power to save. I've anchored to the rock of ages. He keeps my soul from evil and gives me blessed peace. His voice has stilled the waters and bid their tumult cease. My pilot and deliverer, to him I all confide, for always when I need him, he's at my side. The other things I put my confidence in won't be there like the Lord. They won't be there. They can't give me that peace like the Lord can. And I feel it's worthy to read the chorus again. I've anchored in Jesus. The storms of life I'll brave. I've anchored in Jesus. I fear no wind or wave. It's not going to uproot me because I'm established. I'm deeply established, not shallow, but I'm deeply established in the Lord. I've anchored in Jesus, for he hath power to save. I've anchored to the rock of ages. He is my friend and savior. In him my anchor's cast. You better cast your anchor in the Lord. He drives away my sorrows and shields me from the blast. By faith, I'm looking upward beyond life's troubled sea. There, I behold a haven prepared for me. I've anchored in Jesus, not anything else. My roots are established. I'm not shallow. I don't want to be shallow. You won't get any blessings by being shallow. The storms of life I'll brave. I've anchored in Jesus, so I fear no wind or wave. I've anchored in Jesus, for he hath power to save. I've anchored to the rock of ages. So as I started out tonight, the most important thing that we have, and it is our responsibility, to guard our souls, to make sure that we are where we ought to be with the Lord, that nothing has come in and slipped in and taken first place. We can get so wrapped up in things that it can really pull us away from where we ought to be with the Lord. Don't allow anything in life to do that to you. Whether it's in the cause, in the name of a good cause or whatever, there's a balance point. Take caution because it will drain you spiritually. Anchor in Jesus. If you anchor deeply, you won't have to fear anything that comes your way. We need that invisible system of roots in the spiritual life, and that's rooted and grounded in the Lord.